Hey, podcast family. Did you know that on May 2nd and 3rd, 2024, our 3D Growth Summit is happening in Nashville, Tennessee? But in-person tickets are already sold out with nearly 400 attendees. But you don't have to miss out. You can get exclusive access to our live stream and post-event recordings for just $395. Yes, you heard that right. For a single fee, you and your entire dental team can learn from our industry leaders with online recordings available after the event. So secure your spot now before it's too late by visiting www.3d-dentist.com/3dsummit or give us a call at 855-332-2285 and get your tickets for the live stream and event recording today. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
If I had one word to say about the 2023 summit, it would be family. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I was in a room of people that were friends and family.
Yeah.
Family in the sense that, you know, I probably knew or over half the room.
Yeah.
You know, I've interacted with them, connected with them, know a lot about their practices through our mastermind coaching program. Met the team members, stuff like that, met them at different courses. And so I felt the rest of them were like friends. And what I mean by that is they share a similar passion and excitement for dentistry. They don't want to be ordinary. They want to be extraordinary. And to me, part of life is not being ordinary, but being extraordinary. And to be extraordinary, you got to put yourself in situations where you're surrounded by other people who like being extraordinary, because I don't want to be in a room with Debbie Downers.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm your amazing secondary, kind of the superstar, but not really superstar host, T-Bone. And before we kind of get into this week's episode, which is exciting because we're going to kind of talk about our 3D Growth Summit that just happened a couple of weeks ago, I want to welcome back Miss Meredith Cooper-Jones.
Hello.
To the studio. How are you doing?
Good. It's good to be back.
How many people talk to you about your baby that you don't know?
I had calls and texts of people I've never met or never even talked to.
That's awesome. Yeah, and everybody that called about 3D, I asked how you're doing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Or I'd be like, sorry, I have a 2-week-old. They're like, I know.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I've missed you in studio.
I know.
And it's been like since you've been gone, I haven't really come into the studio. I've been recording from my little office at home on like Zooms and stuff. I don't like that.
Yeah. It's not as...
How's Anna Scott doing?
She's good. Yeah. She's a great baby. She came to the summit. So a lot of people got to meet her. She got up on stage.
No baby's a great baby at that age. They stay up at night.
She sleeps pretty good. You know what?
They touch your boobies and stuff.
Do you want to know the first 2 nights in a row she slept all night?
When?
The 2 nights of the summit.
Without you, did you have her or did she stay with your sister?
Well, we were in the same room.
Oh, you guys were all in the same room.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
So I had her. That's why I took her, so I could take care of her at nights and they could take care of her during the
Days. I'm glad you showered and did your hair for me today.
Yeah, I'm excited to be back.
I'm excited to have you back. I hope we can finally get back to recording regularly.
Yes.
I've missed having you side by side with me. Yeah. I've seen you a lot, but this is a more friendly environment.
I haven't had a chance to record, though. Yeah. You've been busy, though. The nonprofit's been great. You've been out there. So
I've
got to prioritize this.
Yeah, I'm trying to have a little bit of a personal life too. So I'm trying to balance all of that. Yeah. So what are we going to talk about today, Mary?
Well, today we want to recap our 3D Growth Summit. I mean, what a great time.
That was awesome. I got to listen, before we get into this episode, I got to give you a lot of props. I forgot when you had reminded me that I told you that there were two things I really wanted to accomplish with two things next. Mm-hmm. Was the live patient education and the annual meeting.
Yeah.
And
what's next?
There's always something. Always something next. I haven't formulated it completely. I have an idea.
Yeah.
But I haven't formulated it completely. But I want to, as public as this is, say thank you so much for pushing me and making it happen. You know, and it's not just... I know you're a big part of it. It's not just you.
Yeah.
It's our whole team, our office, my dental practice team, Sully's dental practice team, Sully, and other people, so many people, but thank you so much for pushing me. Like, how many times did I want to not do it?
Of course. I think like a month ago you said, we really need to get back into the swing of things. What do we need to do for the summit? I said, it's all done.
It's all done. I was like, yes.
I was like, and I hope it's okay.
It was more than okay. I think I told you that it met and exceeded every expectation I had.
Well, good. Well, let's get into it. Let's talk about, you know, where this idea even kind of came from. You know, you talked about it. When I took this job 3 years ago, you know, I knew there was day-to-day courses, but you said, I want to grow this, and this is my vision for what I see. And we talk about that a lot, too, just with Dennis and our mastermind. Mm-hmm. Had you never told me what your ideas were and what your visions were, I would have never been able to help and have other people help with those. So that's why we kind of talk about, you know, vocalizing your goals and that kind of thing with your team members. But just a good example of that. But where did this idea come from? Why did you want to do this?
Well, it's not a new idea. You know, I had started a meeting back in 2003. It's 20 years ago.
God, by the way, one of our team members, I booked all of their flights, you know, for the summit. One of our team members was born in 2003. Go ahead.
God. I didn't have all this gray hair. I actually had hair in 2003. You know, I co-founded the Dentaltown meeting with me and Samir, and that was an idea of just getting people together.
Yeah.
And the real thing was, is I've always wanted to do things without the influence of outside factors. And that's usually sponsors and things like that. And look, you can't do meetings without partners.
Yeah.
Okay. But I like to think of people as partners versus sponsors, because sponsors kind of tell you what to do or put undue pressure, or maybe they put direct pressure or indirect pressure. I feel the pressure. Whereas partners, I believe, is they get the big picture of what we're trying to do. And
I felt like we kind of got to showcase them.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's our goal, right?
Right.
And so we started the meeting back in 2003. Samir and I ran that for 10 years. I had a little bit of a non-compete where I couldn't do something like that for 5 years. And so I wanted to do it 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, doubt, fear,
COVID.
Life. Well, but COVID didn't keep me from starting it.
No.
You know, the doubt and the fear kept me from starting it. And
but we went and toured these hotels in 2020.
Yeah.
You know?
We did. Yeah. But the doubt and the fear.
Right.
And I just want people to see that doubt and fear is real, no matter how good you're doing or not doing.
Yeah.
And it comes back to your point. Okay. I had this doubt and fear that we could do this.
Yeah.
Let me back up. I didn't have a doubt and fear that we could do the event, because doing the event, in my opinion, isn't terribly complicated.
You thought it might end up like the party I threw that one time.
My doubt and fear was, would it be valuable?
Right.
Would people show up? Would it make an impact? And did I really still have that in me? The answer was yes.
Clearly yes. Yeah.
You know, and I was energized. My team was energized. We sold out 270 people. I was hopeful to 100 people there. Then I was like, maybe we'll get 150. Mm-hmm. And then we passed that number. I'm like, oh, okay, are they all going to show up?
And then I was like, so I have a wait list.
Yeah, so that was awesome. So the idea came from an old meeting I had done. Mm-hmm. And the formula is pretty much the same.
Yeah.
I've always said, if you focus on the education, mm-hmm. Okay, if you focus on the education, that will draw people there. If you make it entertaining, that will make people enjoy it. And then if you create a camaraderie or a community, that will make people fall in love with the event.
Yeah.
And I think we accomplished all three of those. We had great education. We had phenomenal entertainment.
I mean, we were out on Broadway. Apparently, when you rent the bar out on Broadway, you can clearly do whatever you want to do.
I guess. I had to go home at 8 o'clock.
Sully was crowd surfing at one point.
Unfortunately, I was taken home at 8 o'clock at
and
night.
And singing.
But, so that's where the idea came from.
Yeah.
And, I'm totally grateful.
Well, let's get into kind of what problem were you trying to solve with putting this on and the education that you had there.
I look at everything from the lens of my own practice. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is, one of the problems I always had in my practice is I wanted to take my team to things. I've always wanted to do that. But one of the problems I had was, we go to one thing and a little bit of it would be good, and 75% of it didn't apply to us. So we'd go to another thing and they'd say the opposite of what I was trying to do. And it created mixed messages, or we'd go to things and the hygienists would go here. Assistants would go here. Front office team would go here. Doctors would go there and we'd all meet back up. And, you know, it just wasn't this cohesive experience. And so one of the things I wanted to do differently this time than I did it with the Dental Town meeting in the past was I wanted to keep everybody in one room. And I wanted the education and the content to be very much office-focused, about uplifting the office, uplifting team members, getting dentists out of the way, uplifting dentists to see how things can and should be a bit different. And so that's the problem I was trying to solve. I was trying to put people together and give them an opportunity to really connect with their team members, to get amazing education that was on-brand, cohesive messaging that didn't have one speaker say this, another speaker say this, and another speaker say that. And so that's the problem I'm trying to solve.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
Yeah. And maybe throw a few fat heads in there too,
yeah,
of you guys.
Yeah, but that's, look, I want to be clear to everybody listening. What I told everybody was my job is to make sure that the content is great.
Yes.
Okay. The fun and excitement and all of that stuff, that's you and Sully's job. Yeah. That's not, you know, I'll come and participate in the fun and the excitement, but I'm a little bit more of a serious individual when it comes to education.
Right.
And I wanted to focus on the content. And
but we need that mix.
No, you got to have me because you know, I got to make sure the content is
otherwise ours would
there.
Be all cartwheels.
It'd be
front,
all
right?
cartwheels the whole time.
You know, I was thinking, I saw Sully did another round off up front. I'm like, by next year, he has to be able to do a backflip.
How about me?
But then I thought about it. And I was like, you two are the last two I need doing backflips because we need your hands.
I don't need my hands anymore. You need my brain.
I'm going to bring in a stunt double.
Yeah. Some brown guy to come in.
To do your backflips.
Hopefully
for you,
I'll have muscles by next year.
Perfect. Well, let's kind of talk about and review 2023 Summit for those who weren't there, or even those who were there.
For basically everybody, but the 270 people.
I felt like it was like a wedding. Like it was so much work and so much planning and so much excitement. And then afterwards I was like, you know, on the flight home, we're like, it's over.
It's sad.
Yeah. But the best part is we're going to do it again next year.
Yeah. So, well, here's what stood out to me about this year, about the 2023 Summit, which was our first one that we ever did. And is if I had one word to say about the 2023 Summit, it would be family. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I was in a room of people that were friends and family.
Yeah.
Family in the sense that, you know, I probably knew or over half the room.
Yeah.
You know, I've interacted with them, connected with them, know them, know a lot about their practices through our mastermind coaching program, met the team members, stuff like that, met them at different courses. And so I felt the rest of them were like friends. And what I mean by that is they share a similar passion and excitement for dentistry. They don't want to be ordinary. They want to be extraordinary. And to me, part of life is not being ordinary, but being extraordinary. And to be extraordinary, you got to put yourself in situations where you're surrounded by other people who like being extraordinary, because I don't want to be in a room with Debbie Downers. You know, I love our profession. I love business. I love helping others. I love all of the things that dentistry provides us. And I don't want to be in a room with people that don't like it. I mean, it's no fun. I mean, it's like, you want to be around people that say pregnancy sucks?
Yeah. No.
No, right?
I'm not pregnant again, just so everybody knows.
It's too early. Please, no. No. 20 years, I only had 2 pregnancies from team members. And this year, 4.
Yeah, what? God. I don't know. I think at least everyone spaced it out a little bit.
Yeah, by a month.
At the same time.
What was your favorite part, Meredith?
So I would say for me, it was, well, of course, the energy and excitement from everyone. Just, yeah, so good to see everyone, especially for me, because I felt like I had kind of been cooped up at home for a little while. So that was part of, you know, your family and community part. But I think the best part as a team member was to see the light for a lot of team members, the text messages we received afterwards. I mean, people were just so inspired, I think. Yeah. For those who weren't there, we did kind of like a panel interview with our team members and Sully's team members that have been champions who have kind of grown within the practice and helped move the practices forward. As a team member, I've been to some, you know, trainings with you. Yeah. I've been to other conferences where I know I went one time, I was the ortho champion. Yeah. I went to an ortho breakout and I was the only team member. It was all doctors and it was a doctor speaking. And guess what? They never mentioned one thing about team members. They never mentioned one thing about the business side. Yeah. It was all clinical. It was all doctor driven ortho, which is not,
it's not the reality
really
of it.
Of how it works. You know, day to day, it's pretty team driven with patient side at least. So I thought it was cool that we were able to incorporate the team members and for the team members to see that, because I think it's inspiring them to push their doctors a little bit to grow with new.
You know, I had several team members come up to me in the party. I remember a few of them.
Yeah.
some of them I don't remember exactly well. It's been a long year for me.
T-Bone had fun for his twice a year. He has fun.
Yeah, no, it's been a long year for me. I needed to let loose a little bit. So many of them said, I want to be on stage, you know, and one of the things I'm most proud of from the meeting itself is that we got to feature our team members who have gone on this journey with me.
Yeah.
You know, and that was the messaging. And so for those of you that weren't there, one of the things that we did that I don't know if it's unique, but my guess is it's pretty close to being unique, is we would have a message. Like, for example, I would speak on case acceptance, and then we would bring our team member treatment coordinator to come up for 15 to 20 minutes and talk about her journey of what she actually does to implement the case presentation.
Yeah.
And then we had Aaron talk about sleep, and then we had Liz come up for 20 minutes to talk about the implementation. And that's really where I think some of the inspiration came for
and
team members to see that. And yeah, of course, because look, I'm a personality when I'm up on stage, and Sully for sure is a personality when he's on stage. And so it's very easy for people to dismiss that, say, hey, we'll never be that, or we're not that personality. But, you know, when you, and I mean this with love, complete love, when you bring Liz up, who's just a normal human being, you know, who's not loud, who's not boisterous, who's, you know, just a amazing person, you know, and to have her talk about how she went through this process, and to bring, you know, for me to bring Megan up, who talks about, because Megan,
I was going to say, I loved when he said, how do you stay positive when, you know, you're not closing case after case? And she said, well, I don't.
I love that.
And it's true.
It's true.
It's so true, but she's so good at it.
And then, you know, you're a pretty positive person, right? Right. And so, you know, when you came up,
but
I expected
some
the positivity.
Pretty positive. There's some positive people out there, too.
Yeah, no, of course. But to hear that, and you know, I hope I gave permission to you guys to just be honest about everything that's going on. And then, you know, Andrea and Aubrey from Sully's office, you know, they represented themselves so well as well. And so that was I think that was the real shining moment of the meeting educationally, was hearing from team members, seeing that journey. And I hope we made a point of it that we had two team members, and I can speak from my side, my practice. We had two team members, Liz and Megan, that I had to push, pull along with me to get to where I wanted them to get to. And then I brought you up strategically, which was you pushed me, you know, you pushed me to allow you to succeed. And so the message was, doctors, sometimes you have to make team members uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Team members, sometimes you have to make your doctors uncomfortable.
And get them out of the way.
So you can all get, you know, and my saying and my talk was, we get farther together. Yeah. And that to me, if I could sum it up, was family and we get farther together and go all in. So three things.
Well, I think the main thing was, a lot of times what I hear from doctors is, I don't have Megan and Liz's. Yeah. How do you find
them?
They
do have them.
And that's exactly what I say is, most people have never heard our journeys and how we got to where we are. They just see where we are.
Right.
Right. So they think, you know, most people don't even know I worked in the practice. Yeah. I thought everyone knew that.
Yeah, but you said it a few times.
I had most people come up to me and say, I didn't realize you did this. Mm-hmm. You know, I like that all five of us were shown that all of us, literally started
with nothing, no experience,
as the newest employee at one point. Yeah. So
that's awesome. So how do we top it for 2024?
Yeah, let's talk about what comes next. May 2nd and 3rd, 2024, Nashville, Tennessee. What do you think is going to be different? What do you think is, why should people come and why should they bring their team members?
Well, because you missed out on amazing excitement. And look, I don't want to use names, so I'm not going to.
I mean, we had a party on Broadway.
Sure, but look, I don't want people to come for the party.
Right.
That's not my culture. Right. I want to have fun, don't get me wrong, and I want to encourage fun, but I don't want to be a meeting where people are coming to Vegas for the entertainment and who gives two crap about the education, or the education is a total sales pitch.
Or they leave and go to the pool.
Yeah, I don't want that.
I don't think
I don't
one
want
person
that.
Left.
I mean, I don't know that
except
room
for
was,
me to pump.
Yeah. I don't want that. I don't want that. That's not the meeting I want to create. I want to create a meeting of people that are energized, enthusiastic, that want to be extraordinary.
Right.
And so that's why you should come, because what I heard over and over again from all the doctors that I talked to was, I've never seen my team this motivated and excited. I've never seen my team so ready to get back to work. And some of these were team members that, like, I didn't even know they had this in them.
Right.
And that's the whole point, right?
Some of them said, my team members are more motivated than me.
Yeah, exactly.
We had a team mastermind call that Monday. So I got to talk to some of the team members that had been there and had brought their whole teams. And they were just like, today has been unreal so far.
Yeah.
Like, we can't believe this. We get to come to this. This is work.
Yeah. And so too often dentists have made themselves the most important person in the practice. And I'm not saying you're not important, but you're not the most important. And so get out of the way. We get farther together. That's why you should come. Now, here's the good news and not so good news. We've increased capacity for 2024 to about 350, 360 people. So up from the 250 that you somehow turned into 270. Okay. Well, thank you very much. My kids thank you for that. But we can have 350, 360 in for 2024. So that's the good news. The not so good news is, the meeting was so amazing in 2023. We had 200 and some people pre-register for a meeting a year from now, and they don't even know who's speaking and exactly where it's at. We know those details, but they just know the date was May 2nd and 3rd, and that 3D Dentist is doing an amazing meeting. And we have over 200 people registered for our 360 seats that we have for 2024. So if you're sincere about wanting to do this and get to the next step, listen, I'm pretty positive that we'll be sold out by this fall. Give me 2-4 months and I'm pretty sure we'll be sold out.
Oh, and let's also mention before we wrap this up that Matt Rogers.
Oh, he was great.
How great is he? Yeah. And I think by next year he'll be like teaching dentistry. I mean, he did great.
I like all Liz, the sex guys.
Doctor.
He was so good. So Matt Rogers was our MC.
He's the announcer for the Tennessee Titans and then on American Idol.
He was on American Idol.
He sang season for three. Us.
He sang to me. That was awesome. Yeah. He was great. He, as a person that typically brings energy or has to create energy, yeah. it was really nice to be able to, I was able to kind of be with everybody else Relax. And not have to worry yeah. about, you know, keeping things on track yeah. and all of that. It really allowed me as an organizer to really kind of focus on what I wanted to focus on. Mm-hmm. My only regret from the meeting is I didn't get to meet all the new people. Mm-hmm. The our family and friends yeah. that we knew, really, I ended up, you know, by naturally you just go to where, yeah. you know, who you're comfortable with and who you right. know. So what I would say to new people, when you see me at meetings or you see me at our courses
Eat
or
you
see
me,
come hang out. Please yeah. introduce yourself. Please. I want to meet you.
Yeah.
You know, I need people to hang out with. You know, I want to talk to new people because I need new people to say the same stuff to. So I'm super excited to Meredith, the team, to everybody involved. Thank you to all of you for attending. Please. With a heart of gratitude, thank you so much for making our first annual 3D Dentist Growth Summit 2023 a resounding, amazing success. And your love and support for 2024 only makes me work harder to make it as good, if not better, than the previous year. So if you want excitement, if you want to move your practice forward, if you want to be extraordinary, I'm biased, but there's no better place than 3D Dentists to build extraordinary practices with extraordinary people. So reach out to Meredith, visit our website, 3D-dentist.com, and we get farther together. Have a good day. See you guys next week.
Hey, podcast family, T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentist.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.